I mean to speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Well, it's lovely to see you all here this morning. And it is rather appropriate, it always happens, of course, that Thanksgiving weekend is at the same time as the start of the new church year, Advent. Advent, to me, it always seems rather a sort of long period that we've got to go through until we get to the wonderful opportunity and celebrations of Christmas. But Advent is a good time for us to reflect. It's a good time to take stock of where we are personally, in our spiritual lives, in our lives generally, in our spiritual journey, and also particularly this year, to take stock of where we as a global community are. The last year, I remember when I wrote the annual church letter last year, we were hearing even then of the appalling atrocities that were being carried out by Daesh, the French call them, but ISIS in Iraq. We heard of crucifixions, we heard of beheadings, we heard of all sorts of unspeakable terrorist attacks on people. And we have never seen such gruesome attacks in our lifetimes. It has really been quite horrific to see. And then this year, it seems to have got worse. We look at the Middle East. I've just been in Israel and more recently in Dubai. And it's quite extraordinary the mess that that part of the world has got itself into, or perhaps we've got them into. Israel, strangely enough, rather different. Everything seems much more normal than it is in the other parts of the Gulf and the Arab world. And just 3 weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, we witnessed the appalling attack in Paris, and I was there when it happened. What was extraordinary about that was that there was such an enormous outpouring of grief and shock. And fun enough, I had a friend whose son was in the Stade de France that night, age 17, and thank God he was all right. But 150 people killed inside just a few minutes by people who were attempting to attach the label of God to what they were doing. What is happening in this world? I'm not here to talk politics this morning, but nonetheless, this is affecting our whole global community at the moment. And it does seem to me that this is a huge generational challenge that we as a global community have to face. There are no easy answers. What do we do? Well, some of us believe, and I do, that you have to stand up to these people. We have to meet them with force. It's the only way to deal with them. On the other hand, we as Christian people, as spiritual people, know that we have to go deeper than that. It's no good just responding with force and then doing nothing later. We saw what happened 10 years ago when we did that. We have to work out why so many young people in the West, and it's certainly happening in London and in Paris particularly, and all over the world, why are so many young people being attracted to this extraordinary way of living and of being? What are we getting wrong with them? There's so many different thoughts that one can have about that, but nonetheless, it is something we all have to engage with, because this could happen anywhere and will happen again for sure, in the United States or in Canada or any city in Europe. For sure it's going to happen again. So Advent is a good time to take stock of that huge challenge, to think it through. To be a political leader these days is incredibly difficult. I mean, imagine the choices that are facing them, and it's all very fine for us to sit there as armchair spectators and tell them they got it wrong. But it's up to us to engage with that whole process, it seems to me. We're then facing probably the worst migrant crisis in Europe in hundreds of years. Millions of people have been displaced as a result of the wars in Syria and Iraq and are pouring into Europe in a way that is causing extreme problems. Firstly, individual nations simply don't have the resources to cope with them. Secondly, there is that people feel a threat to their national identity. All of those kind of issues. Who are we as a global community? We use that phrase so easily. Do we feel global? Or do we just say it, but we don't actually espouse the notion of it? We are human beings. We are all created by the living God. So time to reflect on that again. And that is a real, real, really big issue for the European nations at the moment. And where are we on our spiritual journey? Are we ready for the birth of the Christ child in our hearts again this Christmas? Where are we? Are we feeling a little off-center? Are we feeling drawn in a slightly different direction to we know is true center? Where are we? It's a wonderful moment, or moment, a few weeks, to actually sit with that and feel it. In this morning's gospel, we hear Jesus talking about what one would naturally think was the second coming, when Jesus will come again and take all to be with him. I wonder whether it's not also talking to us about what happens when the Holy Spirit really comes and shakes us up and realigns our lives. I wonder whether it's not also about the moment that we will each one of us face our own death. Where will we be in relation to our relationship with the Christ, with the divine? And so Advent is a sort of Lenten type period, if you like, for us to really sit and grapple with those issues, both personal, spiritual, and global. A great opportunity to do that. As some of you know, I have decided that I've come to a moment where I need to take stock of my own ministry and spiritual life. I've been vicar here for nearly 14 years now, which has been a wonderful privilege. I've thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it. I've learnt a huge amount. I came here, Mandy and I have been on holiday here for 30 years, but we came to live here 15 years ago, nearly 16 now, when I bought the business. And Bishop Ted Eastman introduced me to Bishop Errol Brooks, the Bishop of the Caribbean, and they asked me to become vicar, which was a wonderful, tremendous excitement, and I couldn't have enjoyed it more. But I came here as a young, well, it's young to me now, age 45, thinking I knew everything about everything. I'd just been ordained in Oxford in the UK, and so this was my first appointment as vicar of a church. I'd been a curate in the UK. And it's been very interesting what I've learnt from both this island and this church. It has completely changed my spirituality. It has pretty much completely changed my churchmanship and my view of community. You know, we are so lucky on this island to have such an extraordinary, eclectic mix, such richness in diversity of the people that we have here. People from all around the world, from every conceivable experience and background. You don't get that in most churches. And that is a very exciting thing. And now is not the moment for me to go through the wonderful moments that we've all shared together. But you know, the one thing that I've really noticed about this church is that I see lots of tears. That is a sure proof that God shows up in this church, that the Holy Spirit moves. Now, of course, it's to do with the physical, because we're open, the birds fly through, the music is wonderful. But there is something very special about how the Holy Spirit moves in this place. So I've decided that this is my last Mass today, apart from Christmas, which I will celebrate this year, and I'm going to take a sabbatical for the next few months. Probably it'll meet until this time next year, because I'm not usually here in the summer, to take stock of where I am in ministry. Now, I fully expect to be back, it's a good moment for me to do that. We are fully covered with a wonderful selection of visiting priests who are coming from all over, from Europe, from America, from Canada. Philip, the bishop, is licensing as an official lay reader, and I'll announce that later on in the announcements. So the church is in good hands and well covered. Just one final thing. If you can believe it, the Church of England the other day created a new advertisement for Christmas. And they had the temerity to put in that advertisement the Lord's Prayer, which the authorities in the UK then promptly banned from being screened in the cinemas and on television. I mean, just political correctness gone completely berserk. And the Archbishop of Canterbury said exactly what he felt. As part of your Advent reflection, use the Lord's Prayer, whether in the modern version or in the traditional version. Our Father in heaven. What does that mean to us? Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, O Lord, not mine. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Possibly not mine either, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, physical and spiritual. Forgive us our sins, all those things that we get wrong and our brokenness, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Spend some time with that. It's an extraordinary resource. Hardly surprising, really. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.